مرحبا، welcome to episode 49 of Creative Scene. أنا إليان جبر الهوست تبعكم، وهذا البودكاست إنتاج حصري لبوديو. إذا تعلمت شي من هالكم سنة اللي قطعوا، إنه كل شخص لحاله ما في يعمل شي. مش معناتها أنا عم قلل قيمة الشغل تبع كل حدا، بس فعلياً المايكرو والماكرو اتنيناتهم مهمين. رح أخذ البودكاست اللي عم بعمله كمثال. وقت بلشت هيدا البودكاست كنت عم بلش شي ما عندي خبرة فيه، وكنت انزعج وقتا لاقي similar projects وفكر يمكن أنا تأخرت، يمكن ما عم قدم شي عنده value، تشكيك بالنفس من هيدا النوع وشوي self-destructive discourse. أوقات كانت ردة الفعل تكون أفكار سلبية تجاه الغير، إنه شو هالشغل اللي عم بيعملوه، منهم جديين كفاية، يعني أو كون قاسية مع حالي أو كون قاسية مع غيري. هذا الموضوع كان كتير يزعجني وخلاني كتير فكر إنه من وين إجيت هالردة الفعل. إذا أنا عم بشتغل على موضوع معين، أكيد رح يكون في حدا تاني عم بيشتغل على موضوع شبيه، وهو فعلياً لازم أتخطى شوف الأشياء من البرسبكتيف تبع إنه الإيجو تبعي، وشوف إنه بهالطريقة عم نفيد بعض، عم منوسع نطاق هيدا النوع من الأحاديث، وعم نكبر الكونفرسيشن، وعم بتصير فيها تنوع وفيها diversity أكتر لتصير عم بتمثلنا كلنا. بمثلة الكونفرسيشن هي الحديث عن الإبداع والمبدعين بالعالم العربي، وهيك كلنا نوصل للأوبجكتف تبعنا بطريقة أسرع، ومنكون عم نتساعد يمكن من دون ما نعرف. المايكرو والماكرو اتنيناتهم مهمين. عبالي زيد هون كوت من الكتاب اللي عم بقري لسلمان رشدي، سقطع بالشابتر يلي قريته مبارح جملة هيك كتير ذكرتني بالحلقة: Let us think of the human race as if it were a single human being. هذا الموضوع كمان خليني أسأل حالي إنه هل الانديفيدواليزم أو الفردية صارت جزء من هويتنا، وبالتحديد هويتنا كعرب، إنه ما منعرف نشتغل سوا ونتخطى الإيجوز تبعنا ونشوف the bigger picture. بس كمان من بعد ما قلت هيدا الفكرة خفت أوقع بالستيريوتايبينج، وقررت تكون خلاصتي إنه بغض النظر إذا الفردية هي جزء من ثقافتنا أو لا، أنا كشخص لازم أكون قادرة أتخطى هيدا الموضوع وكون واعية إنه إذا توحدنا بتصير المسج اللي بدنا نوصلها أوضح وبتوصل لعالم أكتر. حلقتنا اليوم رح تكون مع ستافروس أنتيباس وديما تاتن لنحكي عن مشروعهم توحدنا. هاي ستافروس، هاي ديما، ويلكم تو كريتيف سين.
هاي، ثانك يو تو يو فور هافينج اس. وير جود. ديما كيفك؟
تمام، وير فيري جود. هافينج اس.
ثانك يو سو ماتش عنجد، ات واز سو نايس تو هاف يو ريتش اوت.
ثانك يو فور يور تايم. بس عبالي هيك قبل ما نبلش ونحكي اكثر عن توحدنا، نتعرف اكثر عليكم، وكمان عبالي اعرف رايكم بالمقدمه يلي قلتها.
Firstly, it's you have a wonderful speaking voice. What تحكي عن جد بحس حالي عم بغرق and I'm listening with my whole heart. So that was a wonderful intro. It's beautiful and it does make you think about the human race and the human being and the comparisons of how we feel our society works through.
Yeah.
Especially as creatives, كمبدعين يعني.
Yeah.
I'm Stavros Antipas. I'm Greek. أصلي يوناني بس أهلي تربوا بحلب سوريا، وأنا خلقت وتربيت بأبو ظبي بالإمارات. So yeah, my first language is English. But it's unfortunate, and I always say this, إنه تربيت ببلد وين ما قدرت أتعلم العربي كلغة، إنه I can't be as proud of myself in Arabic as much as I'm proud of myself in English.
Yeah.
And expressing my thoughts and my beliefs in English has been such a comfortable state that I've forgotten how to be proud of my Arabic as well.
طب ستافروس، خبرنا أكثر عن your work، بأي discipline أنت؟
Alright, so أول ما بلشت وخلصت مدرسة فتت على دراسة هندسة عمارة بإنجلترا، ودرست سنتين بس ما خلصت الباتشلرز، يعني ما أخذت الباتشلرز. And when I started, I'll be very honest, بلشت الدراسة درست لأهلي، ما درست لأهلي. وعشان هيك ما خلصت الباتشلرز. And I came back to Abu Dhabi. وقت رجعت, I decided to tell my parents and no, I can no longer continue studying something that was for them. وقررنا أنه إذا بدي أرجع أدرس فيلم لازم أبقى بالبلد. فقررت أنه I definitely want to do film. And if my only option is to stay in the country, then let's do it. And part of me was confused. لأنه we were taught and we were taught to believe that if you wanted to be an artist or you wanted to be a creative, أحسن لك تطلع الوست. It's better to go out and explore European spaces and European ideas and Western mentalities. But I believe it's because we haven't had time to appreciate the creatives that are from here, which is why I grew up believing that I could not be a creative in the Middle East. So when I decided to study film, I decided to stay in Dubai. A part of me was heartbroken because I thought I could never become the filmmaker that I wanted to be. But today I can definitely tell you that I'm appreciative because I'm not just the filmmaker that I want to be, but I'm also growing and learning to be appreciative of my Arabic heritage and roots as a filmmaker in the region. And Tawahadna was born because of this. It was almost like it was a lesson for me to understand where I stood with my Arabic roots. So a lot of what Tawahadna stands for is a representation of who I am.
Lovely. Yeah.
Learning and unlearning what we were taught when we were younger and learning to love and appreciate our heritage, our culture, and our creatives. So I guess part of it is teaching me to love myself as well and learn to love what I've been trying to do for a while. So, yeah.
هيدي, it's an awesome introduction, Stavros. وهيك عندي ألف سؤال على الموضوع. وهيك to go deeper into ليش نحن مفكرين أنه نكون مبدعين أو نشتغل بعالم الإبداع بالعالم العربي شيء يمكن منفضل أنه نفل أنه نشتغل محل تاني لأنه رح يكون عنا opportunities أو فرص أحسن. بس يعني قبل ما نفوت بكل هيدا الموضوع لأنه رح يكون شوي إذا بدك موضوع حديثنا عبالي كمان نحكي مع ديما نتعرف عليها أكتر ومننقل بعدين لتوحدنا وكل هول الأسئلة. هاي ديما.
هاي.
عبالي نتعرف عليك كمان أكتر.
هاي اسمي ديما تتان بالمناسبة. بشتغل حالياً كمصمم حضري أو مدني إذا بدك. قصتي بتشبه استاذ من ناحية أنه درست مشان أهلي. درست هندسة معمارية بكالوريوس. كملتها للأخير وخلال دراستي للهندسة المعمارية نسقت أكتر للأرتستيك سكيلز اللي بتشبه الهندسة المعمارية أكتر شيء. لقيت حالي عم نساق أكتر وأكتر للفن التصويري إلستريشن السكتشينج شيء 2D. وهالشي بعد التخرج خلاني بلش أعمل فن بحالي create pieces وجربت بيعه من خلال منصات سوشيال ميديا وهيك. حتى اني حاولت افتح بزنس كذا مرة طبعا فشلت كتير. واحدة من المرات اللي فشلت فيها تعرفت فيها على ستافروس وهيك بلشت رحلتي كفنانة لتسي وك يعني كبارت من العائلة تبع توحدنا وبعدها مكملة.
نايس. طب رح بعبالي نعرف أكتر عن توحدنا بالتفاصيل. سو هيك عرفنا شوي كيف وصلت الخبرية لوصلت على توحدنا بس كيف فعليا طلعت فكرة توحدنا وشو هدفها بيسكلي.
أول ما بلشنا توحدنا تكنيكلي ما بلشنا توحدنا تتكون شركة. بلشنا توحدنا كمشروع بالجامعة وكان آخر بروجي بالجامعة وطلبوا منا نصور شو ما بدنا as long as we did it for us. And so كل حياتي بعرف انه كان بدي اشتغل على بأفلام وثائقية بس ما عرفت شو التوبكس اللي بدي احكي عليها. So yeah, I decided I wanted to shoot artists and the first artist that I shot was and still is a wonderful friend of mine. She sacrificed a few days of her life to let me shoot this movie about her. And what I learned, what I got from this documentary was there was a personal attachment to the artist that I never understood I could have for myself. It wasn't I owned an art piece, or it wasn't I wanted to learn about art. It was truly I want to learn about the artist behind the art piece. And so when I started editing the documentary, before I go forward, I just want to say I'm so sorry that my Arabic is so bad, and I'm going to slip into English most of the time because it is my first language and I depend on it a lot to express what I want to say, especially when I'm talking about my passionate projects and my passions in life.
Yeah, no
it's
worries.
Just easier for me to express how much I appreciate and love what I do and yeah. Tawahadna and everything that comes into my life in this for this purpose. And so if I want to give my 100, it's going to have to stay in English.
Yeah, no worries. Go ahead.
Something that I learned from Tawahadna was in the post-production, after once we were editing, a lot of my attachment to Tawahadna as an idea wasn't about the beautiful art that came out of the documentary. It was truly about the individual that was part of the documentary.
Hmm.
So in 2016, we presented this piece, this movie. We tested it out in a gallery and we decided to host a private screening. And anyone that RSVP'd can come. And it was a super private screening. I only put a post up on Instagram. On the night of the screening at 7:30 p.m., my mom and her friends showed up. And you know what? If it's my mom and her friends, that's more than enough people, because my mother is probably the most social person I know. Also, being Greek, our families are very big. So
yeah,
yani, I had no doubt that he'd have the cinema because my family is big. And so by 7:30, I'm like, great, my mom's here. Her friends are here. My only fans are here. I can move on with my life. I'm making movies for my mother, basically. And if this is what my calling is, then let it be. And then by 8 p.m., 200 people were standing outside the cinema waiting to get in. And we only had 50 chairs. So there was a moment of worry, fear, and then excitement. And then at the end of the evening, it was, people love this. People need this. People appreciate and want to be part of this.
Mm.
And it's clearly something that they haven't been able to appreciate or do or see in a very long time. So the one recurring question that kept coming up was, when's episode 2? And yeah, I guess episode 2 rolled on to, when is this company going to establish and when are we going to become this beautiful marriage between artists and filmmakers, and how do we tell so many people's stories through their art?
Mm.
Sam.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's the birth of Tawahadna. It was October 7, 2017.
Nice. Well, I'm guessing وقتها يعني ما بعرف إذا من الأساس أنت سميت البروجكت توحدنا أو it was just this documentary that eventually became توحدنا.
Actually, it was always توحدنا, but I didn't realize how I picked the name توحدنا for the sole purpose and all. It's a great name. Okay. At first, it was Tawahadna because the idea is that we come together as filmmakers and artists to create pieces together. And then I slowly researched more on why. وفهمت إنه بالعربي الفعل بالجمع تستعمل نفس الكلمة للمؤنث والمذكر. والمشروع توحدنا بيركز على فنانات العرب. أنا personally, I'm a boy and I'm supporting women. And so the idea is, مثل كلمة توحدنا كيف تخسر الجندر باينري تبعه. Project توحدنا as well has no gender binary. And what we learn is, if you're a boy or a girl or whoever you are and whatever you believe in, you don't need to fit into a category to support it. I don't need to be a female Arab artist to support female Arab artists.
Yeah.
I can be a boy from Greece, born and raised in Abu Dhabi, lost and confused, but I still believe in what I want to create. And I still believe in what I can create change.
عبالي كمان أعرف من ديما إمتين you joined توحدنا what do you do exactly؟
بالنسبة للطريقة اللي I joined توحدنا كتير كانت بالصدفة البحث. كان عندي بزنس قبل ما فوت مع توحدنا بالشغل، كنت عم جرب أعمل مثل production house مع صديقة وما كتير نجحنا الموضوع، بس واحدة من البروجيكتس اللي تركشنا فيهم كان الشغل مع ستافروس، فستافروس approached us وحكينا معه عن كيف نقدر نساعد الجروث تبع توحدنا. بتذكر هذيك الفترة كان أول كوفيد، فبعدنا أنه العالم قاعدة ببيوتها وكتير في وقت وما عرفني شو نعمل بحالنا، فأنا at the same time it's a super cool project ونحن كنا متابعين الموضوع أصلاً من على السوشيال ميديا تبع توحدنا وتبع ستافروس البرسونال. فهيك أخذنا المشروع وبلشنا فيه، صار فيه some systematic issues البزنس خسرناه، بس ستافروس حكاني إلي وقال لي حبيت الشغل معك، بعتقد فينا نعمل شيء كتير حلو سوا، وأنا I agreed completely. وهيك تقريبا عملت shift بين going all like I can do this on my own going from that لتوحدنا basically، أنه أنا وستافروس we have united and
توحدنا
yeah
pretty much
yeah. We united and we've tried to create all of this platform glory let's say.
But part of also Dima joining me was when you start a business, a lot of what you do is you start believing that you are the only person that understands and can create and can make these decisions, and you cannot depend on anyone. And when I met Dima, there was a high dependency on, okay, will Dima be able to come through? Like, will she actually be able to go through with it? And then with the first project that unfortunately failed, although it failed, it taught me more about my dependency and ability to trust in other people. And Dima showed up as I say, my creative spine. I carried Tawahadna for 4 years on my own, but when Dima walked in, the project made so much more sense because it no longer was one person's mind. It was a collective of believers. And so, I'm always appreciative. And I always say that Dima definitely upgraded and picked up my what I started, but she definitely took it to where it has to go.
Actually, هذا بيوصلنا على my next question. إنه كنت عم بحكي بالإنترو على الفردية individualism versus the collective أو الجماعة، وعبالي أعرف رأيكم بهذا الموضوع when it comes to creative work. قديش بتحسوا إذا بدي أسأل يعني أيه بتحسوا أهم وشو بتحسوا الادفانتج تبع كل وحده، خاصه انه you picked a name توحدنا، يعني you're saying انه actually what I understood من توحدنا انه somehow لازم نستوعب انه we have to come together and to join forces ونتوحد لنقدر نوصل كلنا فرديا للobjective تبعنا. So أنا هيك شوي فهمت من توحدنا، أنا هيك عبالة أعرف your side of the story.
It is true. What you're saying is totally true. And Dima knows a few of our rules in توحدنا. And I always say this is, if you came on set and you just sneezed on the side, I will still give you credit as someone that helped on the project. I believe in the power of collaboration. I believe in the unity of artists and creatives and the change that can come with it. I think everyone that works on anything creative deserves credit and needs to be celebrated. And I think the biggest projects come and make change when people that actually believe in the same purpose create for the same reason.
إيه بعتقد العالم بخربطوا بين كيف يعملوا موهبتهم ال identity تبعهم the artist وكيف to make it in the art scene. فبيفتكروا إنه إذا حافظوا على ال individuality تبعهم they're being more unique بالسين، بينما نحن اللي عم نحاول نشجع العالم فيه بتوحدنا إنه لما أنت تطلع من الكومفورت زون تبعك وتحاول تعمل collaborative pieces أو تحاول توصل your idea عن طريق انه تمسك ايدين بعض ونطلع نحن we have the same goal. It's not me versus you. It's me and you versus the thing. So لما نجرب نمسك ايدين بعض ونطلع مع شيء حيكون صوتنا اعلى. بينما انا I'm all for individuality. I'm all for creating الحس الكتير special للشخص. مثلا when you work on a piece تكون هاي القطعة كتير مهمة بالنسبة لك، عم تحط فيها جهد، عم تحط فيها emotional something personal. أكيد هالشي ما بيغنى عنه، بس بنفس الوقت قد ما هاي الشغلة مهمة، مهم أكتر إنه نخدم المجتمع الفني فيها. مش بس غروري، أو مش بس واو أنا شغلي حلو. yes great. بس شو المجتمع الفني قدم لك حتى صار شغلك حلو؟ أنت تعلمت أكيد من فنانين تانيين. في حدا بيخلق معه كل هالسكيلز، وبالتالي شو حتعطي للمجتمع الفني تبعك؟ كيف حترجع give back؟ كيف حتعمله؟ مصاد مثل توحدنا بتوقع بتعطي فرصة للأرتست يعمل هالشي.
طب كنت عم تخبرنا سافروس بالأول أنه بتوحدنا you're interested in مش بس تتعرف على الأرت تبع الأرتست، تتعرف على الأرتستس themselves. وهذا عم بيكون من خلال وثائقي أو documentaries. So one، ليش بدك تتعرف على الأرتست personally؟ وليش you picked female artists specifically؟
I'm gonna take it from the second question. I was born and raised in Abu Dhabi, and I grew up in a very conservative home. Although I may not look like I'm from a very conservative community, but it's true. I did come from a very conservative background. It took some time for me to adjust, to understand my limitations as an artist, as a human being, around people like my family that are quite closed-minded. Hence why I studied architecture. And my sacrifice to study architecture was a lot more personal and emotional. And we didn't recognize the concept of sacrificing part of your journey as a human being to study something like architecture for my family. And until I came back and I did fall into like some form of depression where I couldn't express and create the way I wanted to, I recognized that there are people that don't have a choice. They don't have a saying. And sometimes, although I had the strength and I had the voice to come out of it, a lot of people don't. And they stick to architecture, or they stick to doing whatever their parents want, because they're not in the same position of power. And so how much more difficult could it be for someone that was born and raised not just in a religiously conservative community, but also a community that is designed based off of conservativeness? You know, there's nothing wrong with traditions and cultures, especially in a space like the UAE that is so international. But there is something wrong with dictating how you want to live your life today based on traditions that don't apply anymore. And this is when traditions shift into culture.
بحاول يوصل فكرة إنه هو حس بمعاناة كتير من let's say female artists. هو ك male person و we're acknowledging systematically speaking female artists have less exposure than male artists. So اللي من واحدة من القصص كتير اللي بحبها بستاف إنه هو he's not very privileged. بس whatever systematic privilege بالحظ طلع له he uses it ليعمل شيء للعالم اللي ما عندهم هالsystematic privilege. وحس توحدنا طلعت من هالشيء إنه Stavros as a male بده يعطي للfemale society of artists as a male artist of course himself.
Thank you, Dima. As I said, creative spine, Arabic creative spine, anything that
boosting your ego and stuff.
Anything else, Dima?
That's a good
wow,
team.
I can't express myself. There's no doubt it's the best team. Dima knows how to express myself.
طب ليش وثائقي لتكون طريقة وليش منا نتعرف على الارتست؟ I'm not saying I'm not interested, بس عم جرب هيك افهم اكثر.
Why art?
Yeah.
Because unfortunately بالعالم الفن في فلسفة زيادة، وهالفلسفة ما بتخلينا نتعرف ونفهم ليه العالم or why people are artists. And so the whole idea of توحدنا is if we take out that فلسفة and we try to understand the human beings behind what they create, would we be more interested in looking at art rather than appreciating it online? And so the whole idea of توحدنا is how do we remove the فلسفة of why artists exist and remove the whole explanation that somehow is so difficult to understand and start just introducing the human being. Is the human nature what we need to pay attention to before we get into the art? And so that's what توحدنا focuses on, is how do we introduce you to human beings that are passionate enough to become creative? That's why.
مع طريقة توحدنا كمان صار في قصص بتخلي الواحد يكتشف قصص عن حاله أزوال. يعني مثلا أنا بعرف حالي من from an early age I'm very good at like diffusing tension. فاكتشف من خلال توحدنا لما نحط موقف إنه مثل بتعرفي working with artists, sorry everyone, بس you guys suck. it's hell. It's very difficult لما يكون في عندك كذا artist وكل حدا of course is super creative وابداع وخلاق وكل حدا بده يوصل فكرته بطريقته وبدك تجي انت بالنص you're trying. مثلا انا كان let's say دوري اكثر شيء كبروديوسر بالاول بدي اجرب on a small scale which is a very personal scale بدي اجرب اعطي كل حدا حقه اعطي كل حدا كريدت تبعه وبنفس الوقت وصل فكرة الفنان اللي هي نحن عم نصورها. فبالتالي اكتشفت عن حالي انه كتير بعرف to mitigate the situation وصار في مشاكل. بعدين ستافروس مثلا هيك ما له جلد انه بقرر انه ما بدي. بعدين بقول له لا يا ستاف تعب نحكي مع ستاف من هون نحكي مع الارتست من هون. وفتنا بالتفاصيل الشخصية تبع الارتست هو كيف بيحب ليش صار ارتست ليش بده ليش مصر يوصل هالفكره. فلما تعرفي هول الاجوبه بتصيري you dive into the personality on a very deep level وبتكتشفي انه واو هالارتست كيف بنى حاله واو this piece I know what this piece is about now it's not just painting. عرفت شخصية الارتست. وحاولنا نوصل هالشي عن طريق توحدنا للعالم للpeople who are interested in art. بعتقد نجحنا بطريقة أخرى.
أنا I totally agree معكم اثنيناتكم. What I think أنه مثل الفن صار مصبوغ شوي بالنسبة لألي بطريقة أنه it's one it's not لكل العالم ولنقدر نحن نفهم الفن من نكون جايين من a certain background. مع أنه إذا بنتعرف على الارتست probably they're trying أنه يفرجوا emotion أو حالة معينة وهي يعني حالة probably كل العالم معقول يكونوا قاطعين فيها أو معقول يتعاطفوا معها أو معقول يفهموها. بس somehow يعني أنا شوي هون إذا بدي أقول بلوم Oh, I don't know if that's the right word. The art market. يعني الارت ماركت لا يقدر to make art يصير a product سعره غالي بحاجة يبعدوه عن العالم. So إذا بعدناه عن العالم بيصيروا العالم شايفينه شيء not accessible except for the elite ويعني الاليت فيها تكون of different هيدا. So بنصير نحن
That's a really interesting way of saying that.
Yeah.
The exclusive art.
Yeah. So بنصير نحن as you know, regular people it's either بفكر أنا I can't have art بالبيت أو I won't understand وقت أروح على gallery شو عم بشوف يعني بعرف بصير أنه we're alienated من الفن ومن الفنانين. What I really love about your initiative توحدنا أنه يعني عم نقدر نشوف الارتست behind the work تنفهم exactly من وين فعلياً إجا هيدا الفن. So yeah, that's what I really love about your initiative.
Thank you so much. A lot of what people don't recognize with art is that you can't go into art with a closed mind, with an opinion before you actually ask questions. Mm. And so if we skip that step, the whole idea of Tawahadna is we're going to skip the steps of where you can ask questions. And we're creating these short form documentaries. So anything personal that you want to relate to on a human basis is available. And now with these available emotions, you can move forward and start asking more art-related questions.
Mm. So, yeah. reason ليش حسينا الفن منفصل مثل ما قلتي بعدنا الفن عن people أو غلي سعره أو whatever. كمان أنا في كتير عالم بيستخدموا الفن as means to survive. للأسف in this capitalistic environment. فشو أساس الرأسمالية؟ إنه بدنا نعمل مصاري في responsibilities معينة. وهيك بيضيع الفنان مع his passion ضد الرأسمالية. فبيصير انه اوكي انا my passion is there بس كمان عندي فواتير وعندي حياة وعندي مسؤوليات. بدي غلي السعر. انا شغلي حلو وعم بيعمل عم بيلاقي support معين. طبعا الفنان اسمه موهوب وعنده community وراه حيلاقي support وفي ناس حتشتري فنه وكذا. بس هون بيفوت the question mark تبع إنه بخلي مثلاً غلي سعر البيس أو بخليها closer to the community وهيك بخسر مثلاً أنا the exclusivity أو النجومية let's say.
yeah في في 100% في the business side of arts. ما فينا يعني نغض النظر عنه بس إنه في أوقات أسعار يعني مش حدا عم بيجرب يعمل يعني عم بيجرب يعيش ويدفع فواتيره. It's a bit more than that. بس إنه I definitely agree that إنه بالآخر an artist إنسان بده يدفع فواتيره بده يعيش و I totally get that. طب ديما as a producer do you have هيك a difficult time تلاقي artists أو مثل ما كنت عم تخبرينا هيك تتعرفي أكتر على their stories تشوفي how to من أي angle بدكن تفوتوا بالدوكيومنتري. is it something أنت بتروحي to يعني on a hunt إذا فينا نقول أو لا it's more your circles أنت وستابروس شوي عبالي أعرف عن البروسيس.
طبعا أول شيء بالنسبة لي وستابروس we're very blessed إنه الارت سين هون is very كل حدا بيعرف بعضه. وبالتالي نحن منروح on hunts. بتذكر ستافروس وقت أول ما بلشنا عملنا سيريز بتوحدنا اسمها Dial Up Art اللي هي سيريز نولدت خلال كورونا. basically نعمل short form documentaries in a digital form easily accessible for everyone. بلشنا to reach out to artists that we actually know. وهيك الشيء بيصير more personal. ف we send millions, like كتير. We reached out to many, many people. And ما حنتفاجأ أنه أول support إجانا من الناس اللي بيعرفونا. الناس اللي نحنا بنعرفون هن very talented artists. عطونا support. وبعد ما إجانا support من close circle, بلش يجي الإكسبوجر للسيركل الأكبر والأكبر والأكبر. وهي حلاوة الكوميونيتي أصلاً. عملنا كتير مثلاً هاي بالنسبة للأرتست. بالنسبة للفيلم فيلم ميكينج تيم عملنا كتير انترفيوز مع فريلانسينج انتيتيز انديفيدوالز أو برودكشن هاوسز وستاف. فيك أنت تحكي على هالموضوع. it was very difficult to find someone to portray الصورة اللي نحنا بدنا نوصلها لأنه كل شيء صار commercial.
That's the thing. yeah, everything was very commercialized. Especially in Dubai, the market is very capitalistic design. That even creative hubs are designed off of how commercial can you get, and commercialism is what makes money. Yeah. And unfortunately, artists that wanted to grow as artists didn't have the opportunity to take their time to grow. They either had to do it now or they would have been set aside. And so we have a lot of artists that have sacrificed being individual creatives and have joined the capitalistic journey. So yeah, all the focus, no production houses here.
By the way.
There's no shame in that. No, absolutely not. That's, and no. Yeah. I'm not putting shame to the artists. I'm putting shame to the lack of support.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And no, if we want to survive, we have to do what we do. And the reason why you became an architect or an urban designer is because, not because you joined the capitalistic run, but you also love it.
Yeah.
To some extent.
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. يمكن أنا حظي حلو إنه
مريم as well.
Yeah, مريم as well. إنه درسنا عمارة وبعدين بخلال دراستنا العمارة اكتشفنا إنه في شيء اسمه تصميم حضري أو تخطيط مدني. وهالشيء بقرب أكثر للديزاين انتيتي. وهو نحن لقينا حالنا بهالموضوع وليترالي كل الخبرة تبعي أنا تقريبا 7-8 years now. تخطيط مدني كل خبرتي تخطيط مدني اللي يشتغلي architecture I don't know how I know how to admire it sure but that's pretty much it
so especially I think it's circumstantial to the location so Dubai being very fast paced and fast moving the idea of becoming an artist doesn't have a time frame an artist is not just someone that's born today and does it tomorrow an artist is someone that creates art out of passion and realizes that there's a journey that has to come through it until they're good enough to start recognizing themselves as full-time artists.
صح وكبروديوسر يعني الشغل مع الارتست يعني هي منا تمبلت بدك تلتقي مع الارتست كل ارتست له شخصية يعني مثلا في ارتست شخصياتهم كتير بابلي واوتسبوكن في ارتست كتير خجولين وانتروفيرتس وموست اوف ذا تايم هو اللي بيكون كتير مسريبريزنتد فبنجرب نلاقي طرق ننطلعهم من القوقعة تبعهم أو خليهم بالقوقعة بس نوصل شو هو الإحساس جوا القوقعة وفينا نفوت معكم مثلاً على القوقعة شوي بعد نرجع نطلع
نايس طب الدوكيومنتريز يعني خبرونا شوي إذا بدنا نعرف أكثر عن كيف فينا نشوف الدوكيومنتريز شو الريت إذا في أقول نرجع شوي على ال capitalistic view يعني مثلاً you're doing like وثائق بالشهر أو وثائق بالسنة ووين عم ينعرضوا و how are you building the توحدنا community إذا في أقول يلي عمت you're trying إنكم جمعوا العالم ما عم بحكي artists العالم ال interested to see these types of documentaries وفي شغل يعني عم بيصير beyond the documentaries themselves انكم يمكن تساعدوا الارتيستس يلاقوا ماركت لشغلهم او
so there's several sections that create توحدنا the first one is the documentary focus section which we shoot 15 minute documentaries on a single artist and it's based and we're supposed to shoot 5 episodes per year and every 5 episodes create a season and every season is then distributed on VOD platforms but unfortunately we started everything and moving forward during COVID so anything that was a big financial decision kind of took a break And what we focused on is the community and the society, which is the second section. And this is where Dima comes in with all her amazing qualities, is how do I engage a group of people at a constant pace? Because it's so important to have a presence online. And Dima has this ability in a wonderful way where she can create and put together so much digital art, you could say, to keep people engaged and believe that there is something that's continuously moving. And we do, which is why we have several series online. One of them is Artist Talks. We have another one called Dial-Up Art. And so the community is built online through these series, these episodical things. They're only 1 minute long. And the whole idea is that just to have a short, quick engagement with the online world and give artists an opportunity to express themselves on a digital platform because I think the most difficult thing for an artist that creates physical art like a painter or an illustrator or a sculptor individual artist they to put things online is actually one of the most difficult things because their art form is not designed for to be digital it's designed to have a physical presence and so yeah, so Dima, Do you want to talk about?
Yeah, your... and let's say the third section that you were referring to is Tawahadna's outreach beyond just the documentary or the screening aspect. يعني Tawahadna بتجرب توصل لكل أنواع artists مش بس the ones we document. مثلا آخر شيء عملنا هو كان FemFest وكان بتعاون مع Megatronic. She's a London-based DJ. وعملنا بال Women's Month اللي هو March عملنا festival to celebrate female musical talent وكله كان بنفس الطريقة اللي توحدنا كانت عم تشتغل فيها during COVID اللي هي recording and then screening وهيك we kept ال vision مثلاً let's say تبع ال architect of the event Meg we kept it intact خليناها مثل ما هي وخلينا الفيجن تبع توحدنا اللي هو نحن we are recording عم نسجل وبعدين عم نعمل عرض بمعارض galleries هون فهالشي كان مثلا هون بدبي بالإمارات الهدف الأكبر من هي النقطة الثانية اللي حكى فيها ستافروس إنه نوصل للفيو دي منصات فيو دي مثل Netflix Apple TV this is the bigger dream and we're hoping لأنه في نقص بالأفلام الموسيقية العربية وخصوصي على الفيميل Arab artists بتوقع أنه حيكون في كتير إقبال على الموضوع ومثل ما نقشت معه على ستافروس بأول episode هو حط 3-4 people قالك أمي ورفقاتها وبالواقع هو إجا 200 شخص فبالتالي بتشوفي الناس عطشانة لهيك content بدها صناع تغيير بدها حدا يعمل something like this.
كان actually واحد من أسئلتي عن FemFest so هيك يعني بلشت توحدنا to يعني تعمل extension وتجمع هيك different forms of art إذا في يقول ب different formats كمان. طب سؤالي خصو بالart galleries. so أنتوا basically يعني توحدنا is about recording then screening. هل السكرينينج انتو يعني eventually you're going to reach out يمكن لعالم اكتر through VOD platforms بس هل السكرينينج for the time being رح يبقى محصور ب physical screenings ب art galleries?
Yeah, the whole purpose of the screening, initial screening that happens in art galleries is for art buyers and clients of the galleries to have an introduction to the artist before they get their artwork. And so this concept of exclusivity screening is quite valuable to Ahadna's image because we try to create that individual, almost test run, you could say, where the artist has an opportunity to introduce themselves to people that can promise a financial support to the artwork that's put on display. And so that's the whole purpose of why we do exclusive screenings to galleries at first is purely to give the artist the first chance, like an opportunity to actually sell their work on a direct basis, like with buyers. And so that journey is important to us and to the artist and to art collectors.
Yeah, ودائما الموضوع بيرجع للارتست يعني عم نحاول نعمل الجيرني كله نرجع للارتست يعني مثل ما قلت ستافروس كل حدا بيكون جزء من الفريق الفني حتى لو they're paid to do this job فكرة انه نعطيهم كريدت انه ما بنعمله كونتنت لنا ما بنشتري شغل فنانين we say هالشي نعمل by ABC على طول طبعا في كتير by the way creatives ما بدهم اصلا انه بيصير بيشتغلوا معنا بيقولوا لا انا ما بدي كريدت خاصة you paid me but it's more on an ethical approach بس اي حدا بيستحق كريدت وبالتالي نحن حنعطي هالشي
طيب what are your هيك future projects لا توحدنا وكمان عبالي اعرف كمان ب FemFest هل رح يكون في another wave
FemFest is happening. We've decided to do it as a yearly status to celebrate the musical talents in the region. Actually, internationally, as female Arab DJs, singers, and visual artists that can create digital approaches to watching something online. We did really well this year. we were so impressed by the presence that happened online, because it does happen online mm-hmm. while it's being screened in the art galleries. And we had a presence online of over 4,000 guests, which is quite incredible to yeah. think about. Mm-hmm. People are watching someone. That's it's so much simpler in concept. But yeah, it's super beautiful to see people engage and actually want to know about the musical talents that are here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another project that is happening, which we're supposed to launch soon. It's called United 21. And it's a film festival.
Nice.
I don't know how much I can tell you. It's a festival called United 21. I think we might as well just give you all the details now.
Yes.
But we haven't spoken
about details.
You're going to get exclusive content here. But so United 21 is a film festival that is celebrating the context of not being able to create. I don't know if that makes sense.
Wow,
but
it does.
It's trying to put a point that through COVID and because of the pandemic and because of lockdown, you can still create things.
Hmm.
And so trying to defy that. And the way it works is we connect a filmmaker with an artist, and either one of them has to be a representation of what Tawahedna believes in, the identity of being female, Arab, and Middle Eastern or North African. And they come together to create a 1-minute audiovisual piece using both their creative abilities and talents. And so the film festival is a collective of movies created by collaboration.
Wow.
Pure collaboration.
Sounds like an amazing idea. وإمتين راح يكون الفستيفال؟
No idea.
Okay, awesome.
Still need to...
We're aiming for June, July. We're aiming, بس the collaborative pieces are very hard to put together.
Yeah.
وهوني أنا بحب أعمل shameless plug إنه if you're an artist or if you're a filmmaker وعبالكم تكونوا جزء من هالفيلم فستيفال, please reach out to us.
And yeah, definitely.
We're more than happy to. We're going through a lot of CVs, quote unquote, and a lot of potential collaborations. بس كتير بيهمنا إنه الارتست والفيلمميكر اللي عم بيعمل عنه يكون في بيناتهم common grounds. عشان تطلع البيس كتير authentic يعني.
Yeah.
And only one person in the team has to identify as female, Arab, Middle Eastern, North African. They don't. That's the thing. Yes. So I could even apply for the festival, but I'll have to work with someone like Dima.
Yeah.
That represent. And so if you want to play with us, you can do it from wherever you want, and the artists can be from wherever they want. You can create online, you don't have to be together, you can do it in different parts of the world. Actually, one of the movies that's happening that's so beautiful and really interesting is by a Lebanese filmmaker and a Lebanese designer, Dima Boulad and Dani Abdir.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend people look up this creative force.
Yeah, I know Dania Abdir, but I will look.
Oh, really?
Dania
is a wonderful human being and a wonderful friend, and I'm so lucky to have been blessed with having met her last year. Definitely someone that I appreciate and love in the film world, and I can't wait to see what comes with Dania and with Dima, and they're going to be one of the things that create. For the first season of United 21. So yeah, I'm excited.
So the screening, لأن أنا super محمسة, يعني the topic is amazing and the idea كيف collaboration. So will the screening be online أو كمان رح يكونوا in galleries in UAE?
To be very honest, all these answers can be presented once our sponsors have agreed to accept. We have no idea. That's the thing, because a lot of what we do is out of pocket, to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our struggle, not just as business owners, but as creatives, is we do things out of pocket because we're passionate people.
Yeah.
And United 21 has so far been purely out of pocket. And I want to take it up with investors and sponsors.
Mm.
And where that can go, because the opportunity of being able to create with a community is really important. Yeah. And Yeah. So once we have that answer, you'll be the first to know.
Yay. Maybe we can do another episode on United 21. And it seems really like an amazing project.
And be with you, where you interview all the artists.
Wow. That are part awesome. Of the United
awesome. They're all yours. You want it? Be on this over the podcast. Let it be known.
Definitely.
If United 21 forward, which it will, but when it does move forward, you will be our stationed podcast for people to learn more about the movies and the filmmakers that are collaborating on the project.
Sounds awesome. I'll take your word on it.
It's yours. It's yours.
His word is very good. He's a very everyone is amazing. You guys are amazing. And he's not wrong. And he gives opportunities to many people. He takes chances on people. Yeah. So I love his creative energy and his flux.
Yeah. So United 21 is a project by Tawahadna or Tawahadna, يعني United 21 are separate وتوحدنا راح يكون عنده its own projects in the future.
No, it will be part of Tawahadna. It's generated by Tawahadna, basically.
Yeah.
Just like podcast. It will have its own channel for recognition, but anything moving forward will be mini projects that come out of Tawahadna. Yeah. So like FemFest, United 21, these are things that will lead to greater projects, inshallah, in the future.
Sounds amazing. Thank you كتير, ديما, and thank you, Stavros, على وقتكم and for the lovely conversation.
Thank you so much for having us. I know my Arabic was near to nothing, and I'm so apologetic about this. It's moments like these where I realize and acknowledge how important it is to have someone as wonderful as Dima on my side. So, Dima, you did great. I don't know about me, but you did so great. I'm so proud of you, Dima.
Stavros, Oji, shukran for having us, Ilyan. And Stavros, Mafik, you're amazing. Yeah, thank you so much.
لكل المهتمين شوفوا الويب سايت توحدنا.com وانستغرام توحدنا و if you're interested كمان بفامفست فيكن تروحوا على انستغرام @_famfest. إذا بدكم تفاصيل أكثر عن البودكاست شوفوا الويب سايت creativescene.me وانستغرام creativescenepodcast وشيرت مع عالم that might like it. كان معكم إليان جبر، بشوفكم جمعة الجاي.